Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You might not see him in person, but he'll see you just the same.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I'm broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Cleveland, Ohio, up here working with the Lakewood Chamber of Commerce, the Rocky River Chamber of Commerce, Cox Business, and Bloomberg TV. And all those four partners have invited me to come up and spend some time with small business owners up here and chamber members in the Northern Ohio area. And I've got another small business owner right here on the show. I'm excited about introducing you to Jane Kinney. She's the owner of KTG Advertising, and she does a number of different things, including specialty advertising and including national yellow pages, right, Jane?
That's correct, Jim. Thanks
for
having
Jane. Me. Hey, Jane. Hey, I'm glad you're here, and we got so much to talk about. Okay. First, I want you to tell the audience which chamber of commerce you belong to.
Well, I belong to both chambers. I belong to Lakewood
chambers,
as well as the Rocky River Chamber. Yes.
That was the setup question, folks. I wanted her to tell you that she actually belongs to two chambers of commerce. And
yes.
is there a better investment dollar for dollar than that money you spend to be a member of both chambers?
Absolutely not. And not only do you get the specialized support from, the chambers, but it's fantastic exposure. Plus, you have the opportunity to give back to your local community.
There it is again. I keep hearing that today. So many of the chamber members are saying that, Jane, and I'm so proud of you for saying that and for having that attitude, because that attitude is what makes chambers work.
Absolutely. And we're very fortunate to be in a geographical area that has two well-oiled, well-functioning, fantastic chambers. So if you're a small business owner and you don't take advantage of that, you're missing a great opportunity, I feel.
I agree. Well, I tell people, if you're not a member of your local chamber, I want to know why.
Right.
Hey, Jane, right. One of the things you're doing is called National Yellow Pages. Now, there's some children out there. There's some young people out there in their 20s. That would you tell them what National Yellow Pages means?
Well, a long time ago, they used to print and deliver
right?
Yellow Page directories in every community, which they still do. There's 9,400 Yellow Page directories published and printed in the United States. And it's a $25 billion industry locally and nationally. And but it's on the decline, of course, with the advent of, mobile and online and social media. And it's declining about 5% a year. But
I had an encyclopedia. I had a yellow book, a national yellow book on top of a dictionary, on top of an encyclopedia. And a 20-something came up to me and said, "What are those things?"
We're putting them in the museum.
They don't
tomorrow.
Use either one of those.
but you, Jane, saw that
Yellow Pages, as you say, is declining 5% a year, and you saw the need to reinvent yourself, and you've branched out, haven't you?
Correct. And having the opportunity of being in National Yellow Pages for 30 years, handling nationally branded clients, I felt that was a great opportunity for us bringing our brand awareness and expertise to the local marketplace. Because regardless of whether you have one employee or you have 50 employees or 1,000, 100,000 employees, every company needs a brand and needs to advertise that brand, regardless of how large your marketplace is. So that's what we've diversified into, and we offer all sorts of marketing and advertising tools for small business owners.
Well, one of the things I say on my show all the time, and I repeat this in a chapter in my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that's your story, isn't it?
That is my story. That's precisely my story. Yes, and it's, you know, sometimes it's as a business owner, you know, you get so accustomed to what you do and what your area of expertise is, and it's a little scary moving into other directions, but it's exhilarating as well, because, you know, you learn new things and you're able to help a new segment of the market, and it's exciting, and I like it, and I think the expertise that I bring is I'm a small business owner, so I can really relate to other small business owners.
Right.
I understand the challenges that you have and, you know, a limited budget that you sometimes have for advertising. You know,
well, and you bring your many decades of experience helping people reach their customers with one product. All you've done is just transitioned to adding other products to do the same expertise, and you're delivering something a little bit different. And over a period of time, you're migrating from something that's going to go away to the new, and
exactly.
that's how you've continued to love what you do, but you didn't love how you did it.
Exactly. Yes.
I need a website. I need a website, Jane.
Okay. It's www.ktgi.com.
Check it out, folks. Jane Kinney. Hey, Jane, I love Chambers of Commerce. What about you?
Me too. I ditto that.
I hope I see you today.
Oh, you will. You will. I look forward to it as well.
Thanks, Jane. Jane Kinney,
okay,
ladies and gentlemen, KTG Advertising. I'll be back after the Jim Blasting Game. Don't go away.
'Cause this land's the place I love, and here I...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.